Brought to you by DK Audio.
The Secret Language of Flowers, read by Leslie DeSalle. Introduction. There are hundreds of thousands of flowering plant species in the world. This book uncovers the myths, folklore, cultural associations, and uses of familiar flowers. Blooms anyone may find in gardens, along country lanes, or in florists. Many of these associations are ancient, in some cases dating from Greek, Roman, ancient Chinese, or Native American mythology. Others were acquired during the Middle Ages, a rich period for European folklore. As plants were carried from one country to another, perhaps as seeds in a bag of grain, or in the luggage of botanical explorers, they took on new associations and uses. In the 19th century, floriography, the Victorian practice of giving flowers symbolic meanings, creating a language of flowers so that the choice of flower conveyed a particular message to the recipient, became popular in Europe and the US. Some of these meanings remain, though others became confused and lost over time. One of the most striking aspects of the stories in this book is how often plants that are now known to be poisonous were once used in traditional remedies in the countries of their origin. Perhaps because people knew how to detoxify them so that they could be used safely. It should be stressed, however, that this book is not a herbal guide for medication. The ancient medicinal uses are given only to illustrate the many hidden sides to plants that grow all around the world. Spring. Snowdrop, first flower. According to an ancient Slavic legend, old winter loved to linger on earth, and one year decided with her friends, Chill and Wind, to remain on earth forever. That winter was the worst that people had ever experienced, and they even began to run out of food. But then Snowdrop, fed up with waiting underground, poked up his head. The sun warmed the flower, and the ice and snow melted. Native across much of Europe, from the Pyrenees to Ukraine, and naturalised in other places including Britain and the eastern US and Canada, the snowdrop is the first flower to appear after winter. In a Romanian legend about the snowdrop, every year sun came to warm the earth in the form of a fairy. One year, the fairy arrived too early, and winter trapped her in the frozen earth. A young hero then fought winter to set sun free. Although he was fatally wounded in the battle, his blood melted the ground and snowdrops appeared. It is said that this is a sign that there is always hope, in spite of cold and death. Another Romanian tale maintains that early March is ruled by witches with the power to influence the weather. Romanian men traditionally gave women snowdrops on the 1st of March in the hope of winning the witch's approval and ensuring a fine spring. In medieval times, snowdrops were associated with the Virgin Mary, as they were often in flower on Candlemas Day, 2nd of February, marking the ritual purification of Mary 40 days after the birth of Christ. The flowers thus became a symbol of purity. In the Victorian language of flowers, the snowdrop meant hope and purity, but also represented consolation, and it was often planted around graves as a funeral flower. Spring crocus, tribute to a sun goddess. In spring, the yellow blooms of spring crocuses carpet the high plateau of Anatolia, eastern Turkey. The flower, Crocus ansirensis, known as the Ankara crocus, has been celebrated here since the time of the Hittites, 1650 to 1200 BCE. A powerful people mentioned in the Bible and rivals of the ancient Egyptians, the Hittites gathered crocuses to celebrate the sun goddess Arena during a 38-day festival. The Anatolian spring has three phases, each said to be marked by a falling ember from the sun. The first, in mid-February, warms the air. The second, a week later, melts frozen water. And the last phase, in early March, warms the cold earth. Even today, during the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?